T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Go Blues on Y98 St. Louis.
That's right. Blues play tonight. We're going to kick Stan Kroenke's ass.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And maybe it's me being naive to hockey or just being new to the Stan Kroenke hate fest. But I didn't know that he owned the Colorado Avalanche. I didn't know that he was a part owner of that. That's interesting.
It's impressive, the list of stuff he owns. Guess what? I just found out Skycam, you know, the cam that goes over the football field.
Yeah, yeah.
He owns that.
Wow.
The amount of stuff he owns is staggering. I mean, he owns, like, all kinds of sports teams. Avalanche, he owns the MSL team, the soccer team. I think he owns one of the Major League lacrosse teams.
There's a couple other sports teams.
He owns Arsenal, the big European soccer team. He owns a ton of stuff.
Does he want to buy Twitter? I heard that deal's on pause.
Wait, so Elon's not the owner of Twitter, whatever it was?
No. It's on pause right now because they told him less than 5% of the people on Twitter were fake robots, and it's actually closer to 20%. So Elon feels like he's been lied to by Twitter, and he said it's not worth $44 billion anymore.
I love so rich we'll see people. What happens. They're nuts, though. Yeah. You guys are nuts. Have fun with your nutsy self. I don't even care.
Speaking of rich people, I feel like rich people love antiques. It's like an antiquing thing. Like,
yeah,
it's cool.
Antiques cool.
Antiques are cool, right? There is nothing that gets you more looks of concern, not judgment, but just concern, when a couple of bros, and when I say a couple of bros, dad and a one-year-old walk into an antique shop. My son and I went just for a walk, and there's an antique shop right at the corner, like at Manchester in our subdivision. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, let's go check out this antique store.
That looks cool. I've never been in there.
Me neither. It's huge. It's epic. One of the nicest places I've ever been. It's so cool. There's so much cool stuff. But there was a lot of looks like, what are you doing with a one-year-old in here? There's a lot of really nice stuff.
How'd you get that kid over there?
Yeah, like, is he going to knock stuff over?
Yes.
Because literally he was like, this, because that's like one of his favorite words. And everyone's like, that is not something you should knock over, kiddo.
Right. I feel like that's a legitimate concern, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely
like,
concern.
You're not mad they were concerned about that.
No, I actually think they weren't judgy. That's what I said. There wasn't a looks of judge. It was more a looks of concern.
Do they have that sign that says, if you break it, you.
Yeah, they do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were definitely like, really, dude? And
they're
probably like,
hey, dude, break all kinds of stuff. Yep. Because we'd like to sell some stuff today.
Yeah. But it was like a really cool store. My wife loves that kind of stuff. And so I like sent her a picture. I'm like, what do a couple of bros do while you're at work going antiquing? And she's like, I love this, and this is not where I expected you two to be.
That's cute.
And so I was like, you got to go back. You got to go there. So, Julie, if you're ever running errands around there, go, because it's really cool just to check out inside.
Yeah, I work out right there, so I would love to go there. I wouldn't see it. I was bringing some alcohol to a children's softball game yesterday.
Oh, hey!
Because that's how you have fun.
That's how you enjoy it.
So it was my friend Jessica's birthday yesterday. So I knew her mom actually passed away on her birthday last year.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to brighten her day. So I stopped by Norwalls and I got some, you know, spiked slushies. And I smuggled them into her 9-year-old softball game.
That's how you do it.
And she was actually very excited to see me.
I bet you. Yeah. Julie. And when I say Julie, I mean Norwalls.
I know. I hid the Norwalls cup in another cup just in case it wasn't allowed. Because I don't know if parents like do that stuff.
You thought you were going to get looks of concern.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. She's like, oh, no, you can drink here if you want to. And I'm like, heck yeah. And the team won. So there you go.
There you go.
Whatever team it was.
So I went antiquing and Julie went drinking.
That's right.
Let's get the show started. That's how we do it. Lance, how's traffic looking this morning?
Overall, pretty good. Just looking at northbound 55. It does get a little busy up.
I guess you moved on really easily.
We like to wake you up with some good news. Julie, what do you got going on over there?
Well, it's graduation season. I know Mizzou graduated their students last Saturday, M-I-Z. So not everyone graduates from college in 4 years. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, like 60 years.
Yeah, just a little bit longer. Yeah.
This story happened at a University of Nebraska, Omaha. A student named Madeline Adams finally got her diploma at the age of 80. Proving it's never too late to achieve your goals. So she went to college, I guess, in the 60s, and she said life happens. She had a kid. She got married. Second kid, third kid, divorced, moved out of state. She moved to Missouri and started a career in real estate. Then she went to Hawaii and Arizona. Her daughter noticed she completed 40 credit hours in college and just urged her mom, finish your degree. So she's like, okay. She enrolled online to do classes, and she's like, I always told my kids, don't start anything you can't finish, so I had to be the example.
Wow, what a cool message.
So she finished her degree after 60 years. Congrats to Madeline Adams. You go, girl.
That's awesome. That's one of my friends' moms went back to college. Similar kind of story. And it was so inspiring for him, for everybody. What a message it sends that never give up and it's never too late. Just keep going. What a cool, cool message.
Yeah, so super cool. It's never too late to do something. Do what you want to do.
Julie, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Let's see. I have some info on Pete Davidson's new Peacock sitcom that's coming up because I know we're all waiting to watch it because we love that Pete Davidson.
Skeet versus Yeezy coming to a TV near you.
Oh, my God.
10 minutes away from the Hollywood hashtag. What's the weather looking like?
Weather is brought to you by Ashley. This is home. Clouds move in the area. No rain till later tonight, but high near 85. How's the drive-in, Lance Hildebrand?
Just looking at northbound 55. We are starting to...
Julie had a big charity event that she was at this weekend, and the entire event stopped, and everyone was staring at Julie. Find out why and what went down in 5 minutes.
This is your Hollywood hashtag with Julie Tristan.
All right, let's talk about television, because it's fun to watch television, isn't it? So how about Pete Davidson, since we are all obsessed with Pete Davidson, because we're like, why do these hot ladies love him? So he's going to have a new show coming out on Peacock called Bupkis. It's described as a heightened, fictionalized version of Davidson's real life. And now we know who's going to play his mom, the one and only Edie Falco, which sounds super cool.
Wow. Who's going to play all the hot women he dates?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Played by the real ladies, apparently. And let's see, some new shows that we know are coming back. A new season of Black Mirror is in the works on Netflix. That's the season 5 of the sci-fi series that premiered back in 2019. And then Fox renewed shows like The Resident and 9-1-1, both for 6 seasons. Pretty good. Lots of fun stuff coming to a TV near you.
Last week it was all about the cancellations, like a lot of shows, especially the CW. It was like a bloodbath, everyone was saying. At least this week, now we get to hear about the shows they've renewed, and we're starting to hear some of the schedules of what fall TV will look like next year.
Got to keep it positive. And if you want to see some cute pictures, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, they share romantic wedding photos, the Till Death Do Us Part photos. And they look really cool. They kind of look old-timey, the way that they took these photos. I love them.
They shouldn't say till death do us part. They should really say till we need a storyline on the Kardashians.
Exactly. They really should for reality stars. And then marry someone else and you never know. Whatever we need for the ratings. Hollywood Hashtag is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class eye doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
Huge charity event. Julie doing good work in the community. They're all dressed to the nines, cocktail in hand, beautiful weather, and the entire party stopped. And every head turned and was staring right at Julie Tristan. Why? What went down right after Imagine Dragons on Y98 St. Louis? Look out, Mrs.
Oh, damn me back.
The polls are open.
The poll of the day is a weird one today. I'm not going to lie. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. When you put your pants on, do you go right leg first or left leg first?
Good question. Right leg, I think.
You go right leg?
Even though I'm left-handed, if that matters.
Oh, wow. I do think that's interesting.
What leg do you go?
I go right leg, but I think I go left leg for my underwear, right leg for my pants. Isn't that weird? Is that weird? I think that's weird.
I don't know.
I was thinking about this. I always go left leg for underwear, right leg for pants.
I don't wear underwear. I'm just kidding.
Overshare.
I'm left. I'm always left. I'm left. Left on the socks.
Oh, left on socks,
left
too?
Left on the underwear.
I'm left on socks as well. Yeah. I just thought about that.
Are you right-handed? I feel like
I am right-handed.
I'm right-handed.
But I do dribble a basketball with my left hand.
Ah, ambidextrous.
Interesting.
Over there.
And I hold a gun with my left.
Listen, I don't want to know what pants it is for your underwear, okay?
Oh, okay. Do you want to know color my underwear is, though?
No! Okay. Weird. Go ahead, Lance. Tell
is it always the same?
That's funny.
I am the opposite of Julie, and like Kevin, I'm right-handed, but I had to think about it. Left leg goes in first.
Think about this when you're putting pants on later today or tomorrow, because I'm going to be focusing on it, but I'm 90% sure I left leg first for underwear, right leg first for pants.
I'm going to try to notice, too.
Yeah, I know.
And then
I'm going
to try to switch it up if I can.
Oh, and, like, wear underwear?
I'm going to try. It's so uncomfortable.
The polls are open.
Everything's weird today because Julie came into work and said, kids are sleeping in dog beds.
They are.
And it's like a thing. So we're going to talk about it in 10 minutes, find out what she means by that. But it's literally kids are sleeping in dog beds. Lance, how's traffic looking out there, man?
Well, we are starting to...
Kids are sleeping in dog beds. That's what Julie says. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie, explain why you came into the show saying, kids are sleeping in dog beds.
Yeah, so I'm at, you know, one of the most wonderful places in the world, the Costco, and I'm shopping around, and I'm over by the dog beds because I had to buy my dog another one. And I hear this lady shopping with her mom, and she's like a loud talker. So then, I started listening to what she was saying. And she was like, hey, you know what? My friend, she bought her kid a dog bed. She's like, yeah, it worked out pretty well because the kid loves sleeping in the dog bed. It's close to the floor, so it's not like you can fall out. And I was like, that's so weird because I just saw a random article that popped up on my phone about parents buying dog beds for their kiddos. And if you Google buy your toddler a dog bed, there's a lot of stories about it. They say it's like really good because you can put it in front of the TV. It's comfy and nice. Put a blanket on it. Your kid will just lay in the dog bed
like a big,
and watch TV.
Like a big pillow blanket bed kind
like
of thing.
A sleeping bag.
Little
setup.
They say it's less expensive than an actual like little tiny toddler bed or something because it's just a little dog bed. And it's machine washable.
You know what's interesting is when you said this, I thought it was so funny, but because I never thought of the dog bed move because it is probably way cheaper.
Yeah.
But my son sleeps on a floor bed. He's never slept in a cradle.
Yeah.
We don't do a cradle. We never did one because we didn't like him. One, it's really dangerous. Like, can climb up and fall over. Two, we didn't like him being like feeling like caged or anything like that. He's like own free movement, free space,
so
floor, his own space.
What's a floor bed? Is it just like a mattress?
Mattress on a floor, yeah.
Yeah,
floor.
So it's basically
same exact thing. Never thought of it from a dog bed perspective. That would be too small. He's like really big at this point. But
I mean, large breed dogs are 200 pounds. It'd be way bigger than your toddler.
That's
and they're not talking about some little poodle bed. They're talking about like a large breed dog bed. Which,
it's not a bad idea.
No, it's not. It's so funny. We've got one for Lily and I thought, hey, wait a second. If I had a toddler, then it makes total sense. The safety issue.
We do a twin mattress on the floor and he's like probably outgrowing it. I wonder what would be bigger than if a dog bed would be bigger than a twin mattress.
It probably would. See, I told you, I have six dogs. I can give you parenting advice.
Oh, God, here we go.
Look at
we're good at the parenting advice.
Buy a dog bed. Win at parenting.
The loud talker at Costco really came in with this advice. There's only a few more days left for you to do Students of the Month. We've been doing this all year round, and every single student who's come on the show has been so excited. Even when you think like high schoolers, like 15, 16 years old, mom nominated me for Student of the Month. They come on, they're like, that's cool, mom. I'm proud.
Yeah, it is so important as a parent that your kid knows that you're proud of them, that they're doing a great job. They have the support of you, the parent. And that's why Student of the Month is so cool because they're nominated by their parents. So not only do they get chosen by us, but we interview them on the radio. And we say, hey, mom or dad is so proud of you because of all these wonderful reasons. And we've been so impressed by these students that have won Student of the Month.
Parents, I really do think you're going to love this moment between you and your child. But even if you're like, yeah, I don't know if my kid's going to love this. They get $100 thanks to Vantage Credit
Union.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you know your kid's going to love that.
Then they get to go on our Wall of Fame that we have in the studio. It's just a fun experience for everyone. So nominate your child for Student of the Month. They have to be nominated by their parents. You can do it at Y98.com. Just write like a little paragraph or two why you're so proud of them or how they've been working hard in the school year. And this is like kindergarten through senior. So you're a kindergartner, Kuwin.
So cool. Those kids are always so adorable. Y98.com to do that. Julie, there is a new law that limits how long your dog can bark for.
What? Okay.
3 minutes away from that story.
And I know she'll be the death of me.
An Odyssey station.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
We get it, life's busy, so we keep it moving for you. We take everything that's going on the internet, we look it up for you, we find out what's trending, and I just read the headlines. And Julie either tells me if you'll be interested in hearing it or not. She'll either say, keep it moving or tell me more. She barks at me, pun intended, because...
It's fun to bark, so yes. Go ahead and say I bark.
Because there's a new law saying how long your dog can bark. Are you curious, and will you be arrested, Julie?
All right, tell me.
City in Chicago, suburb, regulating how long a dog can bark. It can only bark for 15 minutes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Aurora has approved a new excessive noise law. If the dog barks for more than 15 minutes between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m., the dog parent can get a $100 ticket. Neighbors have to make a recording and find multiple witnesses to report this violation, but you can get a $100 ticket if your dog keeps barking and ruining the neighborhood.
Listen, I have 6 dogs, not sure if it's legal or not, so I do not I do not bring attention to my yard at all. They bark twice, and I'm like, get your butts inside.
I just think it's hard, like, if, like, your dog, you said, will bark like the male guy walking around. If you're not home, what are you going to do if the dog's just barking like crazy?
I think they can bark in your house, but not outside.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Don't leave your dog outside when you leave. What's wrong with you?
Well, I meant inside and still making a bunch of noise. Do you think the dog's barking wouldn't get through the noise?
I think outside is, yeah. Inside, it's really not that bad.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Unless you're in an apartment.
Not a dog parent here. Now I just learned something. That makes more sense. But yeah, I thought the apartment thing too, you know? Which spouse is more likely to snore, the husband or the wife?
Oh, I snore, so the wife maybe.
It's actually the guy. Twice as many men snore as women. Actually, about 16% of women snore.
Only 16% of us, huh?
You're in rare quality.
Special.
I like to be unique.
How much TV have you watched since September alone?
I don't know. How much?
4 trillion minutes.
Dang.
America has watched 4 trillion minutes of TV only since last September. Netflix alone was 1.3 trillion minutes.
Wow.
They calculated all the streaming minutes from CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, Netflix, Hulu, etc. And it was over 4 trillion minutes of TV watching time.
Trillion is a crazy lot.
That is crazy lot. The timer's going off. I ain't got time for that. I got to go watch TV.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Forget you and your mom. Don't get lost.
Mega Minds.
I picked the Mega Mind question of the day just for you. This is like in your wheelhouse. This is the one you're going to get knocked out of the park.
Okay.
Mega Mind question of the day is, according to a recent list, this is the number one thing women do to themselves to be beautiful, but they don't tell anyone about it.
Really? I tell everybody all my business.
So yeah, tell us your beauty secrets. Which one do you think that you do, you're willing to share, that most women would not?
Oh my God, there's so many things. There's so many things I spill my guts on. I don't know, whiten your teeth?
Whiten your teeth? Oh.
First thing that came to my mind was hang out with uglier people.
Oh!
Wow, that's smart.
And maybe it's subconscious.
That's a move. Women do this to be beautiful. They get ugly friends.
Is that what I'm doing right now?
Dang.
That's what Kevin said.
And you are. Yep.
Julie does look more beautiful as she stands next to us.
That's right.
Smart. You guys are cute.
What's with this cute thing? We don't want to be called cute.
Oh, sorry.
We've already covered this. Sexy as hell.
No, that's uncomfortable.
I'm going to say get a facial.
It's something with their face. It's not facial.
Botox.
Okay.
No. I'll stop guessing.
That's my other thought.
314-531-9898. It's in the face. Something they do to be beautiful. They do this and they don't want to tell anyone about it. They always keep it a secret. You can guess on the Bomberito text line and I'll give you the answer in 7 minutes.
Mega Minds.
Not stand next to your ugly friends, Julie.
That's what Kevin said, rude. What do you know? Want to know the weather?
Yeah.
Cute guy. Weather's brought to you by Ashley. This is home. Clouds move into the area today. High near 85. It is supposed to rain, but they're saying not till later this evening. Low down is 65. How's the drive-in, Lance Hildebrand?
We got a crash. Northbound 55 at the
cruise. On Y98 St. Louis.
Mega Minds.
The answer to the Blues game today is they will win. We already know that. Mega Mind question of the day is, this is the beauty secret that women don't want to tell you about. According to a recent list, the number one thing women will do to make themselves more beautiful, but they don't want to tell anyone about it. What is it? Julie was running down a list of things that she does.
I do all kinds of stuff. They were talking about dermaplaning.
What's that?
Which basically is like they take this little razor and shave off your peach fuzz and they shave off like the dead skin. I do dermaplaning all the time.
All right.
That's why I don't have a mustache. Shave their mustache, wax their lip or chin, shave hair off. A lot of shaving the hair off the face.
That's the truth. That was number one. I don't know if dermaplaning counts.
It does.
Okay. They said the number one thing they don't want to admit is waxing their mustache, the upper lip.
Oh, yeah, I'd wax that junk off my face. I don't want that on my face. Get it off. Wax it off.
I feel like dermaplaning, though, is a fancy way of saying it. Like, I do dermaplaning. I don't shave my mustache.
Oh,
I do dermaplaning.
Yeah. It shaves our face.
Yeah, let's just call it what it is. That's us shaving the stash.
Mega Minds.
We're going to go commercial free for your ride to work. You don't need to shave the commercials off. We got rid of them for you, okay? The day I was dreading has finally arrived. I'll explain what happened and what arrived right after Clarity.
I dive into frozen waves.
We're commercial free, so we can play some more music, have some more fun, give you more stuff. Top Gun Maverick is going to be the biggest summer blockbuster movie. You're about 6 minutes away from winning those tickets. The day I've been dreading has finally arrived, Julie.
What are you dreading?
The photo shoot pictures are back.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Shoot? You know I was freaking out. So it was about 3 weeks ago, I think. About 3 weeks ago. My wife and I said we're going to do a photo shoot because my kid turned one. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, perfect time. It's first year of his life. Let's capture some photos. My wife loved this idea, found the photographer, kind of had her vision for it. And I was nervous because for a couple of different reasons. One, I feel like in this year of change, moving to St. Louis, launching a new show, becoming a dad, I feel like I'm more out of shape than I've ever been. I'm probably more happy than I've ever been, if I'm just being clear. But capturing that in a photo, I was like, damn, I'm just going to expose how out of shape I am. So I was nervous about that. And the other thing I was nervous about, and I really was, this is going to sound silly, but I was nervous that, like, my kid is so cute, my wife is so beautiful, and then you have this weird ogre-looking dude. I was going to ruin the photos.
You got to have contrast.
There you go, Kevin. Keeping it positive.
I was like, we're going to get all this money, and his pictures are going to be so adorable, and then you're going to have this big oaf. Like, oh, my God, look at this idiot in the picture.
You're crazy.
This picture would be so beautiful. It could make it on the wall if I wasn't in it. So the photos are back. I posted a reel. If you want to go look on my Instagram, Brett Mega On Air, if you want to see these photos.
Okay.
I think they're beautiful. It was the weirdest experience ever for so many different reasons. One, when I did the photo shoot, I wasn't as self-conscious as I thought I was going to be. I think it was because of the photographer. Her name's Amy. She was like a sweetheart and she brought her daughter and she didn't make it really like posy, which helped me. She was like, just hang out with your family. And that's my zone, man. Like,
that's the best. It's so cute. By the way, these are so cute. You're cray cray.
When I just get to see my wife and my son and my mother-in-law was there for some of these pictures too, like I just like disappeared and I was just playing with them in like an open field and she like caught the sun setting and just caught this beautiful light on it. And you really do, I think, can see like the pure joy on our faces.
Yeah, I mean, I think these pictures look awesome. And plus, I know you got the spray tan to feel
I did
more
get a
confident.
Spray tan. I was nervous.
Yeah, I think they look really good. They're absolutely beautiful. They're so cute. Your arms look buff, though, I do have to say.
Really?
Your arms look buff in that shirt.
Aww.
Yeah, so you
look
good.
That's because I'm fat and I'm filling it out.
No, it looks good. I do love the one in this reel of him, like, sitting on that little box facing out into the woods. That's just, like, a beautiful kind of stable one. These are all really cute. They did a great job. You have nothing to be worried about.
There's another photo that my wife said is really simple, but you could tell it's her holding his hand. He's, like, two steps ahead of her. And she's like side by side, and I think she got choked up looking at it. She's like, I'm always going to be side by side with you, but I just love that it caught that moment.
So
and even
cute.
Though he was like a few steps ahead, like he's going on his journey, he's making his own path, mom will always be right by your side supporting you. And she was like, I just felt like it really captured that moment.
It really does. These are great pictures. Your photographer did such a good job. What a fun idea.
Post the link on Facebook and Instagram if you want to find her. If your family is ever looking for like photos, and this isn't like even an ad for her. I just was somebody who was super uncomfortable with the process.
Yeah.
And so I get what that feels like, that pressure that you might feel. It was like Amy Elizabeth Photography. And again, I'll post it on my reel and my link, and I'll post it on the Wake Ups and Y98 because she was a sweetheart. She came over to the house to show us the photos, which I thought was going not just like emailing a link over and just went above and beyond for us. And I thought the process, which I was dreading, was actually really, really fun. And I loved it. I'm glad we captured these moments as a family.
Listen, go to his Brett Mega on Air and hit the love button. He's only got 11 likes so far. So, you know, help Brett out. These pictures are so cute. I think they did a great job.
Thanks.
The big ogre looks good in here.
Hey!
Okay?
Top Gun Maverick. This is the sequel we have all been waiting for. You're going to win tickets to the premiere right after Ed Sheeran on Y98. I got the shivers just thinking about Top Gun Maverick. Back on the big screen, the sequel to the movie that we've all been waiting for since probably 1986. Like the moment Top Gun came out, like, I'm not done with Maverick, and we're not. You're going to be able to see it the premiere.
Yeah, this is going to be so cool. So the movie comes out next week, but we're going to do this special premiere at Ronnie's on Monday, May 23rd. And we're not just going to have you come see a movie. We have a DJ that's going to be spinning some records or however you call it now. Or maybe he's going to be pushing some buttons on his iPod. Anyway, so we're going to have a DJ. We'll have some fun giveaways. We'll all be there, too. So come join us for some guaranteed seats to see a screening of the new Top Gun Maverick.
Guaranteed seat right now. If you are a caller 18, we'll open up that Bomberito box office. 314-531-9898. Top Gun Maverick premiere tickets are yours on Y98 St. Louis. We felt the need for speed, so we got rid of the commercials, and now we're just rolling commercial-free all morning long for your ride to work. We are so excited for Top Gun Maverick. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good because we get to tell you you're going to be at the premiere of Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
We're still working on Julie's call sign. Dogman did not pass.
No.
I don't know why it's got to be man. I'm a woman.
Well, because the Iceman, that's what made me think of it. You know?
Well, it's time to unsexify these names, okay?
What about this? Instead of Goose, how about Doggy?
Doggy?
Yeah,
I call you Doggy. You love dogs, Doggy.
I'll call you Kitty, and I'll be Doggy.
How about Lassie?
Oh, Lassie.
Lassie.
Right,
the song is too sad, though.
Yeah. Well, Goose does die. Spoiler alert for the 1986 movie.
You would have killed me off in the movie, Rude.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We shouldn't call you Doggy. You can't relate you to Goose. We're still working on it.
Don't try to kill me off, Brett.
By the end of the week, we're going to get a cool call sign for you, and it won't be man or dog.
Thank you.
We'll get something cool.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
All right. Well, let's talk about... I hate to talk about this, but you want to know what's going on with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Like, who boo-booed in the bed? That's what we want to know. So she is blaming Johnny's dog, who is having issues with his tum-tum.
Well, now you're done. You've been in the middle thinking they're both crazy, but now that she blamed the dog, you know how you feel about that.
I don't like this girl at all now.
Yeah.
Do not blame the dog. So, yeah, apparently the issue of the boo-boo in the bed.
The boo-boo? You think that's better
SNL
than poop?
No. Ew, don't say that. It is much better, actually. If you saw SNL this weekend, they called it boo-boo. It was so funny and disgusting. So we're going to move on from this because that's enough of that. We were talking about things that shows that were coming back, shows that were going away. NBC announced their fall schedule yesterday. It includes two new shows. Lopez versus Lopez will air Friday nights 8 to 9 with Young Rock. It's a family comedy starring George Lopez and his daughter Mayan. The other new show, Quantum Leap, the reboot, that's going to air Monday nights with Raymond Lee as our new time traveler and Ernie Hudson as the guy running the Quantum Leap project in the future.
You know St. Louis' own Scott Bakula is going to make a guest appearance on that show.
Yeah.
And how do we know Scott Bakula's brother? He's a lawyer that did my friend's divorce. Scott Bakula's brother, a lawyer in St. Louis somewhere.
I forget how you know all these connections.
And speaking of reboots, Night Court is being held for a mid-season debut. It stars Melissa Rauch as the daughter of original Night Court judge Harry Anderson. John Larroquette will return for the original series as well. Other mid-season shows, American Auto, That's My Jam, The Wall, and Grand Crew, which would be pretty good. And also you can see Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas and Miley's New Year's Eve Party will be some specials this season as well. That's your Hollywood Hashtag. It's sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class eye doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
We do roll commercial-free all morning long, but we want to make sure you have the easiest roll to work. So Lance, how's traffic looking?
Three wrecks you need to know about. One is on eastbound 364, lane blockage on the right side just as you approach the southbound 270 exit. Also got a crash at the end of the ramp from 55 onto northbound 270. That's on the right side of the ramp, and they're still trying to clear up the accident northbound 55 at the Carondelet exit. That is your Give Hope, Give Local, Give Goodwill traffic.
Yesterday during Truth Hurts, Ryan told his friend Trevor, I lost your ring. Trevor had said, hey, hold on to my engagement ring. I don't want to keep it in my house in case my girlfriend finds it. And he said he can't find it. He's got 2 weeks until Memorial Day weekend to find it. And they were kind of like getting frustrated with each other. We got a lot of messages about that Truth Hurts. And if they can't find it, who's responsible for paying for the ring? We're going to debate that and talk about it right after Lil Nas X on Y98 St. Louis. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who pays for the ring if you lose it? 314-531-9898. So Truth Hurts was interesting yesterday. A lot of messages came in on this where Ryan, who had to call his buddy and say, hey, I know you told me to hold on to the engagement ring at my house, so your girlfriend didn't find it. I can't find it anywhere. And then they started arguing back and forth about what happens if he can't find the ring by the time he proposes.
This is not my response. This is your ring. You shouldn't have let me hang on.
This was your responsibility when you agreed to hold on to it for me.
Yeah, I agreed to hold on to it.
I saved up for 2 years for this. You know that.
Now, Ryan was an interesting character because I liked Ryan. He's the one who called.
Ryan was the one that lost the ring?
He's the one who lost the ring. Okay. He's the one who wrote us and said, hey, will you help me tell my friend that I lost the ring?
That's nice you call him an interesting character, Brett.
I think he was high. But I don't think he was wrong. I'm on Team Ryan.
I thought about
this because his friend bought the engagement ring. His friend is proposing. His friend asked him of a favor to keep the ring so his girlfriend didn't find it. It's your ring. It's your responsibility. You trusted somebody with your engagement ring. This is the most important thing probably in your life right now, right? Like, this is the moment you're going to ask the person you love to spend the rest of your life with. You know, and you have to calculate the risk of who you're asking for. Ryan seems like a good dude. Like I said, seemed like he was high. Probably not the guy I'm going to ask to keep the ring. If I do ask him to keep the ring, I know who I'm asking, and I know the risk. I think Ryan's right.
I feel like Ryan is wrong because if somebody asks you to keep something, you have to be a mature adult. And if you're not mature enough to keep it, say, no, I probably shouldn't have this big expensive thing. Like if he lost something big like that, then he needs to replace it.
This is his ring. He's not proposing.
But this is his friend. It's not some random guy off the street. It's supposed to be one of his friends. Like, doesn't that matter?
A most trusted friend.
I'm sure he feels bad about it. Like he felt bad about it. I just don't think it's his responsibility. You can't all of a sudden buy this really expensive ring, and then all of a sudden you're going to propose in a month from now and say, well, for the next month, that's just not on me. You can't just wash your hands of it. It's his responsibility to make sure his friend, who you trusted, you have to make a decision. If someone walks into your house, you decide who's walking in my home, who's doing this, who do I trust to keep this most important possession?
Right, that's, he trusted you. Ryan, and Ryan totally jacked it up, so Ryan owes him a ring.
Does anyone know about this from a legal standpoint? Like, would, if they were to get into a point, if like they said they have, he was going to propose Memorial Day weekend, so Trevor was going to go to his house and help him look for it. If they can't find it, and it does ruin their friendship, and they. Someone has to pay for it because it's expensive. Trevor might want to sue. Would Ryan have to pay for it? I don't know if anyone knows it. I wonder if people know if anyone knows it from a legal standpoint.
Yeah, it's interesting. Hopefully Ryan's got to pay for it, that punk.
What do you think? Who's responsible for this, and what side are you on? Team Ryan or Team Trevor? Trevor asked Ryan to hold on to it. Ryan lost it. Who should have to pay for the ring if they can't find it? 314-531-9898. Weigh in on this. We'll take your calls on it next.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Commercial free for your ride to work on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Truth Hurts was pretty interesting yesterday. A lot of text messages came in on this. And then actually kind of an off-air debate now that we're having on air. Also got brought up as well as Ryan called in and said, I got to tell my buddy after looking for a couple of days, he asked me to hold on to the engagement ring before he proposes. He wants to propose Memorial Day weekend. I guess they got a trip or something. And he's like, I can't find it. I looked everywhere. I don't know if I was stressed out when I was hiding the ring in my apartment, but I can't find it anywhere. And Trevor said, either find the ring before Memorial Day weekend when I want to propose or buy me a new ring. And Ryan was like, that's not on me. And this is, Kevin, do you have the clip? This is what he said, yeah.
This is not my response. This is your ring. You shouldn't have let me hang on.
This was your responsibility when you agreed to hold on to it for me.
Yeah, I agreed to hold on to it.
I saved up for 2 years for this. You know that.
2 years of savings. Ryan did lose that. I don't think he's crazy for saying, hey, like, you know what you asked. You know the risk.
Can I bring up a good point that someone said about you and me? Said, Brett. This is from Rich. It says, Brett, you trusted Julie to take care of your car when you moved here. What would you have done if Julie wrecked your car?
Yeah, I would have.
What if I wrecked your car?
I would have had to pay for it. I knew that I let a crazy woman drive my car. She took a joyride.
I did. You're right.
So that's, and would you have wanted to pay for it?
I would have paid for your car if I would have wrecked it.
Oh, I don't think you would have had to. I know the risk. I'm asking the favor. I have to do some risk assessment.
Well, I am a hashtag good person if you're listening, Ryan.
Leslie from Bridgeton. Whose side are you on? Are you on Team Ryan or Team Trevor? Who do you think should have to pay for the ring?
Oh, I'm Team Trevor all the way. If this had been Trevor's baby and Trevor said, hey, Ryan, can you watch the baby? And Ryan lost the baby, it wouldn't be Trevor's responsibility. I feel like this is kind of along the same lines.
I mean, who loses a baby?
Well, hopefully no one, right?
I mean, Ryan probably
might.
Would.
Ryan might.
Ryan is in the clouds. Yeah.
Sim, I wouldn't ask Ryan to watch my baby, though. I would be like, yo, Ryan, you're cool. I like to go drinking with you. I love to go to the Cardinals games with you. Not giving you my engagement ring. You're not watching my baby. If you notice, Julie has driven my car. Have you watched my baby?
No. Have you driven my car?
No.
No.
I realized my risk assessment, and I know whose responsibility it is. I'll fix my car. I can't let Julie lose my baby.
I think that was a backhanded compliment of some sort. Rude.
Erica, you're calling from Sunset Hill. What team are you on? Team Ryan or Team Trevor? Who do you think should have to pay for the ring if they can't find it?
I'm Team Trevor all the way.
Dang, really?
I believe if they can't come to a conclusion, then they both should pay for it. But I definitely think that Ryan should pay for the ring because he took responsibility when he told Trevor, yes, that
Good
he
point.
Would hold the ring for him.
He asked him for a favor. It's not like a binding contract.
Someone else said it was an oral contract.
What does that mean?
It means you orally made a contract.
Right.
Does that hold up in court? Does anyone know this? 314-531-9898. Has anyone ever, I guarantee no one's ever been in this situation before, but has anyone been in something similar to this or knows about it from a legal standpoint? We do have Maria on point who worked on the hold, and she works in a legal office. So we're going to get her opinion about this, and if anyone else knows, we'll take your calls on this too. Right after Harry Styles on Y98.
holding me back. Gravity's.
Somebody help these two friends because they might not be friends anymore when we're done with this. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. During Truth Hurts yesterday, Ryan called in and said, I got to tell my friend who asked me to hold on to the engagement ring. I can't find it anywhere. I don't know. I put it somewhere in the apartment. I don't know. I went back to that spot, swear that's where it was, and it's gone. And Trevor said, I'm proposing Memorial Day weekend for a trip I have planned. I have the engagement, the proposal all planned out. Find the ring or buy me a new one. And Ryan's like, I can't afford one. 314-531-9898. We want to know who would be responsible if they can't find it before Memorial Day weekend. Let's go to Taylor calling from the Illinois side. Do you know who would be responsible from like a legal standpoint, Taylor?
Yes. I watch Judge Judy like very religiously.
Yeah. So you know some stuff.
So you know.
I'm an expert on this. You're an expert. We got an expert on the line, guys.
There was an episode of Matlock.
That's legally binding as a written contract.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Because there was no written contract put in place at first, a verbal contract is just as legally binding as a written contract.
See? I knew it.
Oh, Trevor, so you...
Trevor said, yeah, I said I would hold on to it. You admitted you took responsibility of it.
Oh. So, yep. Damn, an expert says that. All right.
Judge Judy would.
9/10 of the law. It was in the possession of Ryan, not Trevor.
Damn, you really do watch a lot of
Judge Judy right now.
We don't got Taylor on. We got Judge Judy on the line.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to someone who actually... I know that Taylor watched a lot of Judge Judy. She did seem very knowledgeable. Maria, you work in a legal office. Did Taylor have that correct? Possession's 9/10 of the law and verbal contracts agree? It all works? All that mumbo-jumbo?
Well, I don't believe that. First of all, I am Team Trevor all the way, but I don't believe a verbal contract will hold up in court. Like someone had said before, there's nothing written, there's nothing notarized. Trevor should have guarded that with his life. You know, maybe given it to a family member to hold on to.
Yeah,
I just feel that it's his responsibility, and not Ryan. I mean, not saying Ryan should not have lost the ring by any means. But stuff happens, and it's your responsibility on, who you give to hold on and to take care of things. And I just don't think that will hold up in court. Anybody can say anything in court, and whether it's true or not, a verbal contract, I don't believe is going to be in his favor.
I would just like to point out, there wasn't a single caller agreed with me until we went to the legal office, and we went to Maria. And we just got lawyered. That's my girl,
there
Maria.
You
clap by yourself
you
for that.
That's
we love you, Maria.
We love you, Maria. Thanks for coming with legal advice.
I love you guys, too. Have a great day.
You, too.
Listen, one thing we can all agree on is Ryan is the biggest bonehead of the morning.
We do love you, Ryan. You better find that ring, or you'll be on the next episode of Judge Judy for sure.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best variety. And home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Look, we're going to keep it moving because we know you got kids, you got a life, you got work, you're busy. You can't follow all the stuff that's trending, so we cover it for you. I just read headlines of stories that are going viral in the next 2 minutes, and Julie will tell me what you want to hear or not. She either says, keep it moving or tell me more. I'll start the clock for you, Julie.
Okay.
Could you, would you, party underwater for 24 hours in a yellow submarine?
Yeah, why not? That sounds fun.
That's what people are going to start doing, man. A new submarine company has a capacity of 120 people to party up to 24 hours. It's a new hospitality industry. It's 1,600 square feet. They got a gym. They got a casino. They got a wedding hall. And you go in this submarine and you party. It's got 14 windows of the ocean and you just throw a party.
That's kind of cool.
Yep. I can't wait to do that. Somebody rich, invite me to your wedding in a submarine. Mattel debuts first ever Barbie with?
With what?
Hearing aids.
Oh,
you're going to love this, Kevin.
Yeah.
It consulted with an expert to design the doll's hearing aids to accurately reflect people with hearing loss.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
I know that's super important to you, Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy has hearing loss, has cochlear implants, and years ago, Mattel, who also owns American Girl, had American girls with cochlear implants and hearing aids as well.
Love that.
Representation matters.
Awesome.
For the first time ever, Sports Illustrated has done something as well.
What are they doing?
Issue includes a model with a visible C-section scar.
Oh, good.
C-sections are just a normal part of life, and a lot of times for those swimsuit models, they don't have them visible or they Photoshop them out. They actually left it on there, showing that you don't have to, you know, hide from that at all.
Good for you.
TikTok drink of the summer.
What is it?
The jam and sparkling water mocktail. You take fruit preserves and then you use a flavored LaCroix for sparkling water. You mix it together and people are saying it's the perfect flavor combination for summertime.
Jam and sparkling water. Okay. I mean, it looks interesting.
Some people are also saying that you could throw some vodka in there too and you wouldn't be disappointed.
That's what I was just going to say. But I didn't want to sound like a big drunk.
So I did it for you. And now the timer's going. Also, let's grab that vodka.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
For good news, bad news, I'll tell you the good part of the story. The story will take a crazy, ridiculous twist, and we're going to guess what we think happened. A grown man got himself a big bowl of cereal. Julie, I'm a grown man. I love some cereal. Yeah. What could be wrong with a grown man eating cereal?
Well, it looked like cereal, but it was actually dog food. So he ate a big bowl of dog food.
Which Julie has done on the show more than once. She loved it. You brought in those dog treats and you crushed them.
Yeah, the dog treats from Treats Unleashed, those are good.
Not this guy. He ain't got a Treats Unleashed dog bowl.
No, he doesn't.
I think it's where he ate it. I think he like broke into the exhibit like at the Kellogg's Cereal Museum and ate like extremely rare Kellogg's cereal.
He's like, man, this just looks good.
Right.
Is there a Kellogg's Museum? Who knew?
This guy.
Late, Julie. Julie and I have been on the same wavelength of late, which is really interesting. Usually I match up with Kevin. I'm going to say that I'm going
to
take
the
crazy
edge. What are you trying to say over there, Lance? I'm not sure if that's another backhanded compliment. You guys are throwing at me all morning.
He's finally right. He's finally right is what he's saying.
No, I just got a backhand from Brett over here. Now you're backhanding me. What you got, Kev?
You are the best looking person on this show.
I am. You're welcome.
That is a backhanded compliment if I've ever heard one.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay.
It was radioactive.
Oh, there you go.
He almost dies. Tell you how in 7 minutes.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
So Lance probably is not far off. 7 minutes away from good news,
what?
Bad news. Yep.
You're the closest.
You're probably the closest. Julie, you got the weather over there, or are you going to get mad at us again?
I don't know. What other compliments do you have for me, fools?
You're cute.
Kevin, turn their mics off.
You're cute.
It's my turn to talk. weather's brought to you by, shush, Brett. Weather is brought to you by Ashley. This is home. Clouds move into the area today. High near 85. Cloudy tonight. Rain's coming into the area, but not till tonight. Now, the wonderful and amazing...
No, I'm back. I'm back. No! I got my mic back.
Turn his mic off. The wonderful and amazing Lance Hildebrand has your traffic.
Julie, I would never slight you. Come on now.
I know, but Brett would. So thanks for not being like him.
All right, Infest is 67 near Double C.
On Y98 St. Louis.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
So for good news, bad news, we tell you the good part of the story. Well, we'll tell you how the story took a twist. Said a grown man poured himself a big bowl of cereal. Well, he didn't add milk to his cereal. What a crazy man. You gotta pour it. You gotta have, you can't just eat the dry cereal. And it punctured his lung.
What?
Yep.
Whoa.
The dry cereal did?
The dry cereal without milk, so it didn't get soggy.
Did he eat it or did he inhale it?
He inhaled it. He ate it so fast. He was so excited. He inhaled a piece, went down, and ended up puncturing a lung.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
That goes to show you all you crazy people eating cereal without milk, man. He's got to go milk.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
It also goes in your mouth, bro.
Also, probably try chewing. I don't even know what to do with this next segue because the email literally says, I slept with my girlfriend's mom and I need advice. This should get interesting. We're going to hear this story right after NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. Which is what his girlfriend might say to him.
Bye, bye, bye.
Kevin is looking for some advice. What do you do, this is a real question, if you hook up with your girlfriend's mom? 314-531-9898. Let Evan explain what happened. Evan, catch everyone up with your situation because it is an interesting one.
Yeah, I don't know if I should be saying anything, but this is the story. So I've been dating this girl for a few months now, like around 4 months, and it's been going great, like real great. I can see this lasting. And I finally met her mom this Saturday for the first time, and I am not kidding you. I am like 85% sure that I've actually slept with her.
Wait, you what with her? I missed what word you said.
I slept with her.
Like, yeah, they had
the
sex.
The mom.
Wow.
The mom. How? So okay. Wait.
So like a while back, a year and a half ago or something, her mom's single. I was at the time. She's like a complete knockout, and we kind of met online, this thing, and I went and saw her late, and it was this one night stand, and we hooked up, and I mean, it was like amazing. It was just one of those understood one night things, and she texted the next day and said, thanks, that was fun, and I didn't respond because I thought we were kind of, you know, on the same page, and
so you ghosted her mom too. That's why I said you ghosted her.
I mean, kinda, but you know, it was like one of those.
She kind of got it. It wasn't necessarily a ghost because she was. You think she got it?
Yeah.
So what did her mom say when she finally saw you?
We didn't say like anything, and I'm like, maybe this is someone else, but I'm like, I know it was her.
So you're not sure if she recognized you, but you're way I see it. Pretty sure at 85% sure it was her. Oh my God, this is complicated. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, I don't know. It's like, she going to bring it up someday, or should I say something, or should I just like let this go, which is kind of what I want to do, but this could really like bite me in the ass, and I don't want to
screw it up. How do you tell your girlfriend, hey, I think I slept with your mom back in the day?
Like, right.
How do those words come out of your mouth?
And then what happens after that?
Yeah, do you think she's going to stay with you after you say that?
Yeah, I'd much rather not. Those are not things I want to say at
all. Julie, do you want honesty from your man in this situation?
Yeah. I feel like honesty is the best policy, but...
You just play it off like, oh, I didn't... Oh, that was you? Oh, I'm sorry.
We want this to last.
You play it, Kevin.
I just think that she needs to get over it. Like, hey, like, your mom had a past, you have a past, and... That's what it is.
That's probably the right thing to do, but I don't know.
All right, let's see what listeners think. What do you do in this situation? Evan, again, only 85% in my eyes.
85? I love it's 85.
85% is sure that he slept with his girlfriend's mom, met her for the first time. She didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. Should he bring it up to his girlfriend? 314-531-9898. I doubt we'll find anyone that's been in your situation, Evan, but I'm hoping we could find some people that are willing to give you advice.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Top Gun Maverick is going to be the biggest summer blockbuster movie. We got tickets in less than 6 minutes of that. Evan is calling in. I think he's looking for a wingman, someone to help him through this situation because it's pretty rare territory I think we're in here. Evan called into the show and said, I've been dating this girl for 4 months. It's going great. I like her. She likes me. Got to meet the family. And then I went, oh my God. I think I've slept with her mom.
Oh my gosh.
He said he's 85% sure he has slept with the mom, by the way. And he's like, mom didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. But like a year and a half ago, we hooked up one night, dating apps, couple of drinks. And that was it. She had texted him like, thanks, that was fun. He never responded. So it wasn't like he was ever trying to have a relationship with the mom. It was just a one time. We were having fun. And then all of a sudden, what a coincidence when he gets to meet the mom.
Dang, that's craziness.
Julie, where are you at on this? Do you think he should say anything? We were going back and forth.
I know. I feel like I need to hear more opinions about it because I'm thinking honesty is so good, but it's such a messed up situation.
I think there's no chance he's in a relationship after he says this. But he can't not say anything because, like, one, I think There's a couple of things that make me nervous. If he gets really serious with this girl, that's going to be over his head all the time. What if the mom just says it? Like, you ever have those moments where something just takes you back, you forgot, and then all of a sudden, like, oh my God, I remember that. What if that happens any point in the relationship? They walk into that bar. Evan says something. She's like, oh, that's where I know you from, Evan. And it's like their wedding day. Like, shut up, mom.
If my mom got together with my man, I would be like, I could not handle that, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should tell her and realize this relationship is not happening.
I mean, I think he wants to be with her. And if he wants to be with her, I think he's got to be honest. Yeah. Greg from St. Charles, what do you think? Do you think he should say something?
85% sure he did it. 100% sure he doesn't say anything. It's going to be over as soon as he says it, and I mean, let's be realistic. That'd be probably, they get married 25 years. That might be a pretty cool story.
You don't have to hold on for 25 years. You got to say that.
Grammy, old Grammy, and
you got to wait.
Yeah, till, you know.
It sounds morbid, but you got to wait till the eulogy to say that. Like, you're right, giving a eulogy.
Right, yeah, you got to wait till
mom is gone. I can finally say this. Thanks for the call, Greg. You're a lot of fun. I didn't think it was humanly possible to find someone like Evan, but Scott, you're calling from downtown St. Louis. You were in this exact same situation?
Yes.
No way!
I was out partying, had one night fling with a girl who looked, 30. Come to find out, she was 45. One thing led to another. She told me to meet her daughter. Don't say anything. And we ended up hitting it off, started dating for a while, and then her daughter found out that we had a one-night stand and then cut it off.
I bet she did. I don't think it can last if the daughter finds out.
Yeah, I mean,
your situation is crazy because your mom, the mom is like, hey, come meet my daughter now.
Yeah, like, the mom, like, almost,
the messed
mom,
up.
The mom was almost your wingman.
Yeah. Messed up, like, man.
Thanks, wingman mom. Appreciate it.
Some people are crazy.
Well, Scott, thanks for the advice. If he wants to keep her, he's got to keep his mouth shut, like Greg said.
Keep your mouth shut. That's horrible.
And just pray to God mom never brings it up. Because I just feel like mom could say it at any point. Just all of a sudden, she'd look across the table and just give him a wink. Yeah. Like, oh, my God, mom, no.
Ridiculous.
Julie, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Oh, how about BTS is doing this free workout series, which is kind of funny that they're doing that. So random.
All right, right after Glass Animals plus Top Gun Maverick tickets still coming your way. Top Gun Maverick, summer's biggest blockbuster, one of the most anticipated movies. We're going to give you tickets to see the movie on Monday, and it comes out on Friday, right after Julie gives you all your entertainment news.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Okay, let's see. Let's talk about Hayden Christensen first before we get to BTS. So Hayden Christensen, he was talking about the fact that Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, had its 20th anniversary milestone yesterday. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. 20 years
for that one. That is nutso. Well, to celebrate, he did an interview with StarWars.com. He said, watching the prequels again as a whole, I was really struck with the quality and depth of storytelling and George's vision of it all. It's complex, layered, and really remarkable. Of course, I mean, he's not going to say anything bad to StarWars.com.
Yeah, because he's coming back. He's playing Darth Vader in the new Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
Yeah, so he said he watched them all to prepare for the Obi-Wan series, which premieres the 27th on Disney+.
Yeah, yo.
Let's see. BTS, Brett's friends, BTS. They say it's not too late to work on your summer bod. They have a series now, which is so random. They have a series of free workout tutorials on YouTube posted through their record company. They just released the third installment yesterday. It's a 5-day challenge for a balanced body and mind. Now, each workout with BTS, it's a video that's released on Mondays. The 7 members, they're not demonstrating the exercises, but there are clips of them throughout the video. And the exercises are by a female instructor. There is English voiceover. They focus on lower body, upper body, and yesterday was all about the core if you want some rock hard abs.
Interesting. I thought they'd just be dance videos because BTS, like, their music makes you dance, but
yeah,
I guess it gets you swole, too.
I mean, these are good. Like, the core one, it's like a 13-minute video. So you go, BTS, trying to help the world in a million ways. Your Hollywood hashtag is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class eye doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
We are all freaking out about Top Gun. This movie has been so highly anticipated, and you're going to see it before anyone else does in St. Louis. These are like premiere tickets.
Yeah, so we're going to show the premiere of the movie before it's officially released. We're going to show it on Monday with the help of Ronnie's IMAX Cine. And sometimes when they have these premieres, they just give out a lot of tickets, and it's first come, first serve. You got to come line up. Hope you get in. We are giving away guaranteed guest list seats.
Your guaranteed seat is yours right now if you're caller 18. 314-531-9898 for Top Gun Maverick tickets. Our movie premiere for Top Gun Maverick is going to be fancy live. We're going to have a DJ. We're throwing a party because this movie is going to be epic.
It's going to be so much fun. So we're having a big movie premiere on Monday night next week.
Movie doesn't even come out till Friday. Mm-hmm. You're going to see Top Gun Maverick. Shout out Laura, who just won those tickets.
Yeah. Congrats, Laura. Congratulations.
Laura, we just lost you. I'm not sure if you're having phone issues, but call back at 314-531-9898. Laura, we'll get you in for those movie premiere tickets to Top Gun Maverick. Another shot after 9 o'clock. We're giving away all week long, three times a day on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. The review is in. Everybody has been waiting to hear what Julie's review would be for Airbnb. If you remember, Julie was getting it on in her Airbnb, and the neighbors banged on the wall and complained.
They said, be quiet.
Be quiet. And she was worried about what kind of review she would get. The review came in, and she will update us on what they said in 10 minutes. Find out if she got in trouble or not. Lance, are people in trouble on the roads?
We got some troubles coming out of Granite City, Brett. Yeah, well.
It's the review that all of St. Louis has been waiting for. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. What was it, 2 weeks ago, Julie had went to an Airbnb.
I went to MIZZOU to hang out with my boyfriend and visit some breweries. And so we got an Airbnb in town. And usually I stay in Airbnbs that are like houses. This one was like an apartment. It was close to downtown Columbia, so we could walk around to the breweries. And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. Until we actually stayed there and I realized, oh, wait, apartments have neighbors and we're used to living in houses where we can do whatever we want as loud as we want to.
So Julie decided to fix the bed. Julie was just trying to work on the bed early in the morning, late at night.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a lot of banging, hammering, if you will,
on the bed. You could call it that.
And the neighbors got frustrated with Julie. They banged on the wall back and said, shut up, keep it down. And she thought that maybe the Airbnb host was going to get in trouble and that they would get a negative review.
Yeah, I didn't know if the neighbors like talked to the host like, what do you think about the people that rented it? But apparently,
I'm sure they did.
Well, you're wrong, Brett.
Really?
They did not talk to Dan, the Airbnb host, because Dan said, excellent guest and is welcome back anytime.
I bet you are.
That's my review.
You put on a show for the entire apartment complex. Yeah. I bet you're welcome back.
I mean, if Dan had any hidden cameras, he got quite the show.
Do you think that's what he's saying? Five stars for your work?
I guess so. I would award myself 20 plus stars for my
work. Is that
work.
What happened? I think that's what happened. I think the neighbors said the reviews are in. Five stars!
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Julie, Tristan, that was not the neighbor saying, we didn't hear anything. They were saying, thank you, Julie,
everybody.
Tristan.
You're welcome, everyone.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best variety.
Some people say I look like Tom Cruise, so I'm sure I'll be the hot guy fact of the day here in a second. But you will get a chance to see Tom Cruise in Top Gun Maverick after Julie gets done complimenting me.
It's now time for Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Aren't you over this joke yet, buddy?
No, do we have the tape of Julie? Actually, we probably didn't pull it, but we'll pull it. What did Julie say about my arms today, Kevin?
Oh, yes.
What did she say?
They were cut.
They were cut? You said my arms look good.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to my Hot Guy of the Day.
Did my arms look good?
My hot guy of the day today, none other than Luke Newton, which you're probably like, who is that? Well, guess what? He's Colin from Bridgerton because now we know who's going to be the focus of Bridgerton Season 3. Finally, Colin and Penelope will be the focus of Penelope Featherington. You know, she's got the crush on Colin,
mm-hmm.
but he's like does he look at her like his sister? Is there like a love interest there?
There will probably be love, I'm sure, in Bridgerton. Right. There's going to be some love interest.
Well, Penelope is always a bridesmaid, never a bride kind of girl. So hopefully they fall in love. I would love for them to get together because I think they have a good friendship.
By the time this season 3 comes out, Kevin, is Kennedy going to be able to ever watch Bridgerton?
I think she might be 30 by then.
There you go. Then she can finally watch it. So anyway, Penelope and Colin, nice job. I'm excited for Bridgerton season 3. And Luke Newton, you are my hot guy of the day.
That was Julie's hot guy fact of the day on Y98 St. Louis.
He probably doesn't have arms like me, though. Top Gun Maverick tickets right after Big Energy on Y98 St. Louis.
Hey, Dan. When you gonna stop?
We got some big energy for Top Gun Maverick. Cannot wait for this movie to come out. And we're throwing a party for its premiere night.
Yeah, so it's premiering on next week. And then we're gonna throw a premiere party on Monday with a DJ. And it's hard to get into these premieres because they give away so many tickets. But we have guaranteed seats to the screening.
Yeah, a lot of times when they do these screenings, you can't get a seat. They actually act like, oh, anyone who wants to come can go, but you can't. It's really exclusive, and you're going to have a locked-in seat. You're going to see the movie before it even comes out. Top Gun Maverick, your tickets are yours if you're color 18 right now. 314-531-9898. Open up the Bomberito box office for Top Gun Maverick tickets on Y98.
You've got your mother.
They're calling this the song of the summer, the movie of the summer, Top Gun Maverick. Cannot wait for it to come out. We got tickets before the movie. You're going to see it before it even comes out. You're going to see it on Monday. The movie comes out on Friday.
I think it comes out on Tuesday. I just Googled when it comes out. I thought it said Tuesday.
I think there's like some of those like random screenings like at midnight late ones. Okay. Is there a lot of screenings? I don't think there are like a lot of screenings until Friday.
It doesn't really matter. You're seeing it on Monday and it's definitely not out that day.
Yeah, Judy, you got any plans on Monday?
No, I'm going to the movie now.
We're going to the movie. Tickets. Yeah. You're going to see this movie, we know, before it even comes out. And it's one of the biggest movies of the summer. We can't wait for it. And you're going to be locked in with seats and you're going to be hanging out with us. We're going to have a DJ, a big party. It's going to be awesome.
Great. Can't wait.
All right, hold on. We'll get your info. If you want to be like Judy and see that movie, Top Gun Maverick, 3 times a show from 6 to 10. We're going to have a chance to win tickets 7:35, 8:35, and this exact same time tomorrow. Let's take a look at traffic with Lance.
While we have gotten better on North...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.